Traversing by Tom C. Hunley. I admire the gait of Bigfoot in the famous Patterson film. Glance cast over the shoulder as if at a sudden takeoff of birds. Arms swinging in time to some mysterious rainforest music. No need to break stride before returning to her own thoughts and the ground before her. So what if all the evidence shows that she is just a man in a suit? All the evidence shows that I, too, am just a man in a suit, too hurried to walk like that, or even like the young, still unsure where they're going and with years to get there. My size 10 Rockports already look small next to the size 11 Converses my 14-year-old autistic son got for Christmas. His enthusiasm for fashion is legendary, as is his passion for the smallest, most surprising things. Every day, he tells me how many button-down shirts he owns, 23 at last count. Every day, he says, guess what, I've been in high school for 91 days, 92 days, 93 days, 94 days, wow. The heart has many doors, wrote Dickinson, and on the rare occasion when my son lets me in his room to show me, once again, a YouTube video of the 10 fastest race cars, or to tell me that snakes move 12 miles per hour, I feel like I've entered a secret, mythical place where my son walks tall, king of everything in shouting distance. And it's okay to shout in son's world. It's okay to repeat a name 100 times because the syllables taste so sweet. It's okay to bay and rage without pretension, or say just what's on your mind, even if it's been there for months and you've been saying it over and over. And ordinary ways of seeing the world seem like cubic zirconia dreams I've been sold that keep me from feeling the cold or smelling what Wallace Stevens called the odor of stars. From talking like Bigfoot and St. Francis to the sunlight and the stones, finding a world inside this world that is uniquely inhabitable for me. Then my son says, that's enough. Tells me he needs to walk alone. Lets me know my presence threatens to despoil the whole forest he has built as a stay against hurts. I walk out, once again exiled from my own heart, my GPS signal lost, my contacts gone, my habitual ways of seeing the world knocked to the floor like books from a coffee table.